So we're actually joined on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems fan guest hotline now for writer from the Columbus Dispatch, Adam Jardy. You were there for that, Adam, and I would imagine that everybody kind of has a similar feeling about today, where it's one of the most surreal days that you've probably ever experienced, you know, covering the entirety of the sports world, right?
Yeah, it's up there with anything, and it's wild that we got to this point. Given that, like, 3 days ago, this was not even, no one was discussing this as a realistic possibility. Like, there was no real thought that we were going to be talking about a year without an NCAA tournament. And then the way things have just escalated for the last, really, 48 hours or so, just kind of watching it unfold piece by piece and then getting to this conclusion today has been bizarre. I mean, it creates this very surreal feeling, and I think it was very present when we got to see some of the players and the coaches just kind of milling around at the team hotel, which is where we had interviews today. Just the uncertainty, and at that point, the sort of hope against hope that there would still be more to play for, even though I think the reality was setting in a little bit that probably was not going to be the case.
Adam, thanks again for joining last minute, man. Such a wild day. What was that like? Could you just describe the scene? Because everything was shut off at the arena. You couldn't go back to Bankers Life Fieldhouse, so you didn't even have access to use their press conference areas. They were what, on the second floor of the Marriott? Describe that.
Yeah, so I actually was en route to Indianapolis when the announcement came down, 20 minutes before the opening tip that they were canceling the rest of the tournament. And so I wrote a story from a hotel or from a gas station and got that sent in, and then got to Indianapolis for a 2 o'clock press conference at the team hotel. So I never even got to the arena. Like, by the time I got to Indianapolis, I wondered if there would even be anybody there. I keep all of my credentials. I think it's cool to have those. So I kind of wanted to go pick mine up, but then I realized, like, there's not going to be anybody there. Like, there's, you know, that's, everyone was being told to leave at that point. So Ohio State just had its media availability in, like, this big hallway outside of, like, a conference room where they had just had, like, a team meeting and had, like, sort of lunch all splayed out for them. Like, that's where we spoke with Andre West and C.J. Walker and Chris Holtman.
Should have stopped at the Steve Alford All-American Inn to do that piece. That would have been a nice, you could have sat in the shoe and just sort of thought about basketball while you were doing that. I mean, I just texted you before you came on, and we heard that Andre Wesson clip that we played coming back before your interview, and that's just eerie to hear Andre thinking and hoping about the NCAA tournament. Did you get, though, any kind of sense of a vibe? Because Holtman was on Carpenter and Rothman, which we'll play in the 7 o'clock hour because I think it's still very interesting, even though the news changed. But when he was told of the Kansas and Duke news that just dropped, Holtman seemed to know where that was going. Did you feel that CJ and Andre, I feel so sad for him, they knew where it was going even when you talked to him today?
Yeah, I think there was a realization that was very much on the table. It was when I asked Andre the question, like, if this was the last game, like, or if you've already played your last game, like, what are the emotions with that? And he said that, like, you know, obviously, you know, we're hoping that there's going to be a March Madness. And, like, if there wouldn't be an NCAA tournament, you know, I wouldn't be very, and his voice wavered for like a second. And it looked like he was about to start welling up, but he was searching for a word. He ended up coming with excited. He said, like, I wouldn't be very excited, but he couldn't think of a better word in that moment. And I felt like, knowing Andre and having watched him for, you know, well, senior year, and then now 4 years at Ohio State, that, like, that doesn't happen very often. It just seemed like in that moment, I think the realization hit him that, like, this opportunity was about to be taken away from him. And for a guy that has been through so much in his Ohio State career, I mean, honestly, you think about it. I mean, he started, his freshman year was, you know, they didn't even go to the postseason that year because the NIT didn't take them. So he starts his Ohio State career with that, and then has this taken away from him as a senior. I mean, how can you not feel for a guy like that?
Yeah, Adam, you know, we got Adam Jardy with us from the Columbus Dispatch on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems fan guest hotline. And I think that's kind of the most surreal part about this entire thing, because for, you know, the Andre Wesson and the Danny Hummer here on the Ohio State basketball team, you have, you know, thousands of those guys, thousands of those girls, you know, men, women, everywhere across all of college sports who are kind of having to come to this idea and maybe perhaps realize, like, whatever you're doing, you know, baseball player, if you're a senior, whatever, like, your season is now done. It's just it's so hard to fathom that, you know, like I said, for Andre Wesson, of course, you know, the guy is going to be remembered here for a long time and what he did at Ohio State. But to think of that on the mass scale and how many kids are having to process that thought.
It's a tough day for a lot of people.
It's almost unthinkable, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. And it's why I've seen some national college basketball writers have floated the idea, and I like it. I don't
Me
know
too.
If it's feasible, but the idea that the NCAA should just give waivers to all the seniors and say, if you want to come back next season, come back next season.
Why would not do that? What's stopping
it's
you?
It's a great PR move. I think the only thing that's stopping is you would run into roster number issues. I mean, like, there's situations like, I mean, as it is, Ohio State's one player over the limit for next year. Like, someone is going to leave. And if Andre were to somehow be allowed to stay, they'd be two over. So you would run into things like that where, you know, maybe then by doing that, then the coaching staff would have to either force someone out to leave. And I don't mean Ohio State, I just mean in general. Like, this would be an issue on rosters across the country. Again, the flip side of that might be, all right, well, we're going to relax that for a year. You know,
yes.
If you go over, okay, whatever, you go over. I mean, they could make it happen. I would love to see it. I don't know how feasible it is, but that, boy, I mean, to give a guy like that another chance, I mean, that's what we want in college sports. You want guys like Andre Wesson getting to go out on their terms and to get to have that opportunity. I would love to see that happen.
You said it, everything in your answer right there, Adam. You just do it, and so what if you go over the scholarship limit? We just dealt with something that was incredibly unfair, okay? Like, it's not yeah. like we're trying to tack on another layer of something that's unfair. If you want to sit and complain about that, how, oh, that team had three seniors that get to come back, we only had one senior that gets to come back, then go out and recruit a couple more, and we'll give you that. Like, you will just decide on a certain amount of scholarships that you can go up to for this next year. Like Beam was saying, it's not just basketball. Every single yep. sport that this just affected, the baseball players, the gymnasts, the tennis yep. players, the golfers, everyone who is a senior gets allowed to come back for an entire extra season of competition. And you figure it out at that point in time.
Yep, sign me up. I cannot argue that at all. I'm 100% on board.
Adam, when you were talking to Chris Holtmann, and obviously, you know, CJ and Andre were there too, you know, was there at that time when you guys are talking to him around, you know, 2-ish, 2 o'clock, 2:15-ish, you know, was there this feeling of that was they ultimately felt like this was going to happen, maybe more so with Chris than the players?
Yes, definitely. And some of that was that, you know, so we talked to him for a couple of minutes, just kind of hit on, like, how did you get the news? How did you tell your team? You know, what do you make of all this? What are you doing next? And he had said, I mean, the plan was that the players were allowed to go with their families for the next few days, and then everyone was coming back to Ohio State on Sunday for a workout, and then they were going to watch the selection show at Holtmann's house. Like, that was the plan. But then when you then started to look at some of the things that were mounting, and it was like between, like, even in, it's just, this is how fast things are moving or have moved on this. Like, suddenly Duke and Kansas, their statements saying that, like, they're not going to play in any sort of postseason stuff. They're just shutting down sports for the foreseeable future. And then you start having that conversation, like, okay, well, if Duke and Kansas are saying, even if there's an NCAA tournament, we're not playing in it, like, where are we headed? So we went over and we asked Holtmann one more question on that. And he said, like, you know, that you sort of feel like that's a domino effect. And, you know, it seems pretty clear, like, where, what direction this could go, or something like that. Like, he kind of alluded to it without out and out saying that. And I think, you know, I mean, just watching the sports world, especially that Wednesday, you know, just as Wednesday goes on and it's like, oh, we're still going to have our tournaments. And then it was, oh, we're going to have the tournaments, we're not going to have fans. And then what happens in the NBA happens in the NBA, and the NBA shuts down.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go through, you know, even just on the drive to Indianapolis this morning, you start hearing, like, okay, the NHL has a press conference, and, like, there's going to be word for Major League Soccer sometime soon. And, like, the dominoes just kept falling. And I think that all creates that feeling going forward, coming into, you know, to interviews there for Holtmann, where I think he's a smart dude. I think the writing was pretty clearly on the wall, and he did, as much as he could say it, I think he did say it when we spoke to him.
Adam, was there any last thing that you saw or someone that you talked to that gave you any kind of just – interesting point of view about what was happening here today and how we came to this day where all these things were canceled, including the great NCAA tournament and just March 12th, 2020 in a nutshell for you?
The thing that I think I might take away from all this as much as anything, and I think this is probably what I'm, when I get home tonight, I'm probably going to write this and it'll probably be online tomorrow. But this team had a very real belief that it had a run in it. And there was a, you could feel it when you talked to these guys, when you looked them in the eye. And if you've been watching them this season, you could see it these last couple of weeks, the way this team picked itself off the mat. I mean, so many people were ready to write them off, and they were dead and buried in January, and things were not going well. And to close the season the way they did, and to get to the wins that they had, to play the way that they did, you felt like this was a team that had found itself. This was a team that knew its roles. They knew who they could count on, and they were playing some darn good basketball. And there was a real belief that there was, whether it was a championship or not, that this team could make a run in this Big Ten tournament, and it was going to have a heck of a march. And I think that's going to be the forever unanswered question that is just going to haunt all of us, is we'll never know. We'll never know how good this team could have been, because I do legitimately think, I mean, this was a Sweet 16 team for sure. No matter what the matchups are going to be, I had this team in the Sweet 16. And this was, I felt like then you're going to play a comparable team. The way they're playing, they're going to win that game. They're in the Elite Eight. They're one upset from the Final Four. That's where I thought this team was. This team knew that about itself, and I think there was a real belief that that's where they were headed. And so the feeling of regret and of, no, I guess not regret, but just you'll never get the answer to that, I think it's just going to be haunting for years to come.
Yeah, and I think a lot of us are with
well
you on
said.
That, Adam. Yeah, very well said. It's just,
I agree with a lot of those things.
Yeah.
Sweet 16 for sure.
Look at the team that was 9-3 in their last 12, you know, depending on the matchup and everything. So it's just, it's so wild to think about. And Adam, we appreciate it on short notice for you joining us, all right?
Hey, thanks for letting me collect some of my thoughts.